Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good Tuesday afternoon to you. You know, some of you are listening and you're in colder weather. There's this dividing line, and I don't know where it is right now, but a little while ago it was through central Louisiana. If you're to the north of that or to the west of that, you're in some colder weather, and we're still in warm weather here in New Orleans. But it's going to start to change later today, and it's going to be a chilly day tomorrow. And then we've got a chance of some rain. You've heard the forecast. It looks like the rain's going to be over by Friday afternoon, and we've got Mardi Gras parading Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And it looks like it's going to be dry, a little on the cool side, but it looks like it's going to be dry for all of that. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. Yesterday, just a regular caller called into the show, but she wasn't just a regular caller. She just said a few things that I thought were pretty amazing. And I've said similar things, and I've alluded to this idea, but Nedra Talese, a licensed clinical social worker, had a perspective that really put some of the things that I've been thinking for a long time really into a very concise manner. We talked to her yesterday, but I wanted to talk to her again today. Nedra, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. It's great to be here.
All right. I was so appreciative that you were just listening and just randomly called in. I read your response to, in fact, that's what it's titled, your blog titled, My Response to Breaking News and Video of Tyre Nichols' Murder. And this was written on Saturday. And I'm going through this, and a lot of what I read in your blog also came up on the show yesterday. And to, I guess, basically summarize what you were saying, the thing that stands out most to me is that you were talking about how those five black police officers in beating Tyre Nichols, a black male, they were beating a version of themselves. And yeah. I just thought that was really fascinating. And when you and I talked a little more yesterday, I realized that I hadn't put it in those terms, but I have always thought about the importance of teaching children to love. And when children result from two people coming together and just banging each other and having a child with no intent on really raising or caring for the child, that seems to be the lowest common denominator of the problem.
And that's right.
It seems like you're touching on that. And you talk about, in this blog, you talk about how the answer is in the healing of a human being, and that reducing hate crimes against others and each other all over the world. And you refer to this, you refer to the police officers as the gang behind the badge, the gang in blue that did to Tyre Nichols is directly connected to what they do to themselves on a regular basis. Please explain that.
Yes. As a therapist and a coach, I'm privileged to spend time with individuals who trust me to share their deepest thoughts, their deepest feelings, their deepest fears. And an individual lives based on their surrounding. They're based on their environment. A lot of times we're so busy living, right? We're born, we grow up, we're going to school, we're involved in this and that. But we're taking in everything that is going on around us. Oftentimes you hear adults speak of children and say, oh, they don't know what's going on. Let's just do whatever. Or the kids, watch for the kids. They don't know what's going on. But we are created to hear, to respond to. When we have feelings that come up, the first thing that we do is to pay attention to the feeling, to know whether or not we like that feeling, and then to try and figure out what prompted that, where did that come from? So when we're speaking of beating a version of ourselves, or those guys in particular beating a version of themselves, we see more outwardly than we do internally, but we're reacting to what we've seen over and over and over again. If it's easy for me to kick or to take a baton and to beat and to tase and to call someone out of their name, I didn't have to go and figure out how to do that. It just came out. What comes out of my mouth, what comes my behavior that shows up is something that I practice over and over and over again. Sometimes I'm aware and sometimes I'm not. Most times we're not, we're just living. So the version of themselves is that person that ran, that person that's afraid, that person that's talking back, that person that actually had the gall to talk back or to run. We see people and then we internalize something about them that either we envy or that we identify with.
You talk about this gang in your blog. You're referring to the five black police officers in Memphis. Mm-hmm. You say this gang jumping was clearly a pecker swinging challenge launched by those gang members toward Tyree. Talk about that.
Based on the videos that we saw that was shown to the public, the first instance of contact was where Tyree is being stopped and told to get out of the car. At the same time, Tyree's startled, and the officers are already reaching in. They're already calling him out of his name. They're aggressive. What did he do? And their police chief said that there was no indication that something had taken place prior to. But what did this guy do? You don't know me. We didn't have an interaction. I'm in my car. What on earth did I do to warrant that type of approach to protect and serve? That was not what that was. So for me to stop you and for me to be aggressive towards you and for me to show you that I have the upper hand, I have the badge, I have the lights, I have the weapons, I have the authority to control you at this moment. And Tyree is in question. What's going on? Why are you doing what's, you know, he's confused. He's scared. Whatever's going on. I wasn't in his head, but I can only imagine if it were me. And as he's attempting to get some kind of understanding or control over the situation that he had not planned, that was totally out of the blue. Now it's a tug of war. You do what we say or else. There's the pecker swinging. There, I'm the boss. I'm the authority figure. You do what I say. And then some of the language that we hear in between, totally unprovoked, right? I get that you're frustrated, but what were you frustrated about before you stopped me? Because I've not done anything to you.
Have
you proven?
Have you heard anything about a connection? And I don't know whether I don't think we found anything that really confirms this. But it's almost like this was an excuse given why the police officers did this to Tyree Nichols, was that there was a connection between Tyree dating the baby mama of one of the police officers. And it's almost like, well, that's why they did it, almost as if this was some kind of an excuse. Had you heard anything about that?
I've not heard or read anything about that. I did hear your caller mention that yesterday before I called in.
Yeah.
And I've not heard anything that indicates that.
But I like this idea of these police officers were beating a version of themselves, and just that concept. Also in your blog, you write, they didn't see Tyree Nichols that night. They saw themselves. They saw their own abusers. They saw the darkness of what they harbor on a regular basis.
Yeah. So my perspective with that is you couldn't have seen me, because we had no interactions prior to this particular event. And what you did see triggered you. So what is it that you carry? What feelings do you carry? What emotions do you carry? What fear, what shame, what resentment, what anger do you carry that keeps you ready to abuse, to jump, to beat someone until they are dead 3 days later. That there's something there. It's not just I'm going to work today and I'm going to take a life. It's how you woke up this morning. It's how you went throughout your day. It's how you interpret other people's communication towards you or not. It's what you believe about yourself, the assumptions that you make. It's when you take someone's words and you twist them to mean something that not what they said, but what you already believe about yourself. In most cases, people are not aware of how they feel about themselves. We're constantly responding to triggers, to how someone did or did not show up for them.
In your mind, did the fact that these were five black police officers and the suspect was black, did this trigger your thinking in this direction about how they were beating a version of themselves? Because I'm sure sometimes when it comes to white law enforcement, there is a degree of racism in the beating of a black suspect in some cases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this didn't necessarily trigger it. It was heartbreaking, but it wasn't a surprise because my perspective is not particularly about race as much as it is about humanity. As I mentioned yesterday, or maybe in my blog, we are all born the same way. We come into this life the same way. And there's a period of our lives called the formative years that goes from the day that we're born until about 7-8 years old. And the way that we are designed as human beings, in those years between born and 7-8 years old, we are under the authority of someone, be it our biological parents, our adopted, our neighborhood, the community, foster parents, older siblings. And we take from those two individuals or that group or whatever that environment provides, we take that and we learn it. So a child is not born hating a color. A child is not born hating a shape or a size. We're taught that. And by the time we're 7-8 years old, we've soaked it in. We're on record. And between that, we're trying to figure all of this thing out because we're also receiving the abuse, whether it's verbal or whether it's psychological, whether it's physical, whether it's abandonment, and sometimes it's not intentional. A lot of times it's not. But the adults who are in charge, they're the authority figure. And then we move into other authority figures in school and in church and in the neighborhood. So now we've learned all of this behavior. So when we're pressed, when play is pressed on a human being, what has been recorded over all these years in practice, then it comes out.
And you're talking about how this is really the manifestation of a person not even loving or accepting themselves.
That's right.
Another part of the blog I want you to comment on. You said their eyes were blinded and their hearts were hardened to the humanity of their brother long before they encountered Tyree. And they have been blind and hardened against themselves.
Yes. Imagine a child who is told that you're just like your pa or you're just like your uncle or who's told... you're doing a great job. Here's a reward. Or who's told, yeah, life gets like that sometimes. We have disappointments. We have things to celebrate. In each one of those situations, there's a lesson that that individual, that the child is receiving. We don't know exactly how it's processed until it comes back. But if you told me over and again that I'm nothing or I'm not worthy, or if I watch it in the movies or the television, or if I read it in books, or if I see it in the neighborhood, I'm being taught. I'm being taught. And then I internalize that, right? So eyes being blinded or not seeing and only seeing darkness, that's what the human being lives with. You know, we have a representative of ourselves that we put out every day, and that person looks well-kept, and they look happy, and we take our pictures, and we put them on social media, and all is well. But if we were to open ourselves up and really be transparent and allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we could do more good than harm, because then the person next to me realizes it's not just me. I'm not just suffering.
I'm surprised that this thinking isn't more pervasive throughout our society, that it isn't mm-hmm. it isn't addressed by more people in positions of authority. And it seems to me that this should be considered. It should be considered by our political figures. It should be considered by community leaders. It should be considered by really anybody who deals with or is concerned with young crime in America.
Scoot, I agree with you 100%. And I thought about that more last night. And the only thing that I could come up with is that maybe it's not more pervasive because it's not popular. Right. You know, in order for me to introduce such a perspective, I'd have to make myself vulnerable. And most times the people are trying to impress someone else. You could be, you know, in the highest office in the country, or you could be a pauper. And there may be someone around you that you're trying to prove yourself to because you don't believe that you're already enough. And it doesn't miss us based on our role. I mean, it doesn't matter who we are. I can be the wealthiest. I can be the most beautiful. I can be the most intelligent. I'm human. So because I'm human, I'm not perfect. And because I'm not perfect, there's some things that I misunderstood or maybe that I've really endured and misinterpreted or held myself victim to. And just because I wear a suit and a tie or I have a role that puts me above other people, that doesn't mean that I'm not afraid to be vulnerable. Some people, a lot of people, say that vulnerability translates as weakness, when actuality, that's the strongest person in the room. I'm not ashamed to be who I am. This is who I am, take me or leave me. That's vulnerability. That's strength.
It seems like the use of a gun to somehow retaliate against the slightest sign of disrespect for somebody is kind of the result of that insecurity.
Absolutely. The use of a gun, the use of missiles, the use of bombs, the use of knives, the use of your hands, your feet, tasers, batons. That's exactly what it is.
Nadra, I want to take a break here, and I want you to stay with us if you can. And I'd like to give people an opportunity to text you a question, and we'll get Ian to read some of the texts that come in.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right, we're talking to Nadra Tylese. She's a licensed clinical social worker. Called the show yesterday, and you can hear that she has some things to say that I haven't heard before and that maybe we all need to pay a little more attention to. If you have a question for her, you can text it to the Oakland Heart text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We'll continue our conversation, and we will get to some of your text. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A relatable song from the Smashing Pumpkins, Disarm, and obviously this has been thought about before because a song was written about it. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL. We're talking to Nedra Talese, a licensed clinical social worker who called the show yesterday, and we're just continuing the conversation today. And what really caught my attention is that the five black police officers in Memphis, they were beating a version of themselves when they beat Tyree Nichols to death. We're going to get to a few of your text messages. Nedra, I want to address another part of your blog. You talk about rehabilitation, and you say that rehabilitation is not the answer. Rehabilitation, defined, is the action of restoring someone to health or normal life through training or therapy after imprisonment, addiction, or illness. Rehabilitation is not what humanity needs. In fact, I'll go so far as to say that rehabilitation is not what humanity deserves. The health and normal life of humanity is riddled with fear, hurt, trauma, and all negative behaviors. What humanity deserves is healing.
Right. That's right. We talk about rehabbing back to state, and makes me think of homeostasis, getting the client back to a state where they can function. If the state where I can function is just existing and not living, or if the state where I can function is back to what I used to do that got me outside of that and beyond in an extreme condition, then rehab is not what I need. There are some other things that I deserve to learn. There are some things about myself that I deserve to unpack, to uncover, to understand, so that I can heal from those things. They're done. We can't go back and redo them. But if I have an understanding as to why, then the healing can begin. And once the healing begins, I don't have to get back to just existing. Then I can live. Then I can forgive. Then I can face someone who is giving me their opinion without having it trigger me and need to get a gun to shoot them or to run them off the road.
Who needs to hear this message?
Every human being that lives.
But specifically, who can manifest change? Because that's what we're ultimately talking about, is what can change things. These are all great thoughts, but who needs to hear this, and how do they put this into effect to bring about change?
So leaders, influencers, rappers, Grammy Award-winning performers, anyone who has a platform, anyone who has a stage, these are the people who need to hear it. And just think about it. You don't have to agree. Think about it. And if you can come up with something that would lead people in a different direction that leads to more healing, healthy relationships, healthy environments where we are coexisting and not tearing each other down, that is the person who needs to hear. It's the person in government office. It's the person who leads the police department. It's the person who leads the community center. It's the principal of the school. It's the teacher in the classroom. Anyone who has influence over another person's life deserves to hear this, because obviously they deserve the healing as well.
Nedra, would you agree that there are leaders who could bring about change, who could change the message, but they benefit from the status quo? Even the status quo, is as ugly as it is, there are people who benefit from the current status quo.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Ian, do we have a couple of text messages?
We got a couple of text messages. Nedra, I'll start out here. This text asks, how can this knowledge reduce the crime epidemic?
The knowledge spread, teaching. If you teach it, someone will learn it. This can reduce it. There's no guarantee that it'll eradicate it, because, again, we are individuals with free will. There are some people who declare, I will not change my mind. I'm angry, or whatever we call it. But as far as reducing, this knowledge taught can reduce. My idea is to teach it at the younger ages. Teach it to the children who are sopping up everything in their environment, who are sponges. Teach it in the classrooms. Teach it at the daycare. Teach it wherever people are gathered. And if you teach it, anything that we hear over and over again, it becomes natural to us.
But what about the protection of the status quo, cultural status quo? I mean, this is going to take people saying, you know what? Stop having sex with whoever you want to have sex with. Stop bringing children into this world that you're not going to take care of. I mean, that's going to be a hard message to deliver.
Well, that's not the message that we're sending. We're saying, learn the information. And when you're making the decisions that you're making, take that information under consideration. I can't make you stop having sex. But people do it for lots of reasons. That's a whole other lesson.
Right.
Sex gives people pain relief. Sex gives people hormone release that makes them feel close to the individual because of what they're lacking, and among other things. But if you're going to have sex, at least have this information in the back of your head when you're making decisions about the outcome of your sex. Or if you're going to have children, have this information. How many people pick up a book and say, let me learn how to be a parent before I actually have children?
Yeah. Another text, Ian?
Nadra, here's a text that asks, is it too late for adults to get this message? How do you reach them, or do you have to start with kids?
No, it's never too late. If we're alive, we have another opportunity. If you do better tomorrow than you did today, then you're well on your way. The idea is not to present as perfect. It's doing the best we can with what we have, to be open, to be cognizant of alternatives to the way that we're being. If I'm in a relationship with someone and every time you look around, we're arguing or we're fighting or we're being violent towards another, let's try something different.
Yeah.
So never too late.
I got more.
Okay, you got another one?
Yes. Here it is. Scoot, your guest said that we are all products of our environment. If you have time, please ask her what she thinks about children being exposed to so much violence on TV shows and in video games during their formative years. Does she think that that has any effect?
It's impressive. It does. It's impressive. That's why they keep going back to it. It feeds something. We're open. We're a blank canvas. And if we're seeing things that look, whether it's violence or whether it's a concert, whether it's playing instruments or whether it's shooting a gun, absolutely, we're created that way. That's how we get ideas. That's how we stem ideas from other things. Yes, everything that we're exposed to does impact us, whether subconsciously or not.
But those things are not dangerous to the young people that have parental guidance in their lives. If they're being taught life from a video game or violent movies or from violence in society, that seems to be the problem, that they're learning it from there and they're not getting the advice of a parent or an adult.
Right, or someone to explain it to them. Have a discussion about it. So what do you think about what we just watched? Do you think that's okay? You know, we're made with internal alarms that we know right from wrong. We know how to go and hide if we broke something. Even puppies do it. So we're made much more greater than an animal. So, yeah, absolutely. Have the discussion. But the thing is here that a lot of us are raising ourselves, and I'm speaking of children. That's been the case for years, and not for anyone's fault in particular and in different situations. But if I have to go to work and dad has to go, or if I'm a single parent, and I've got to work, then society presents computers and televisions and cell phones where we can have access to everything.
Great.
And some of us are more impressionable than others.
Mm-hmm. I love the word of the use, impressed. That's been a new thing for me this year to think about. Not mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm impressed by that achievement, right, or I'm impressed by that, you know, piece of artwork or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, the idea that I'm going to be impressed by what I see in the media, that programming is going to subconsciously become part of the way I go through about my day. That's one of the New Year's resolutions I made. I'm going to be more particular about things I'm impressed by. So I'm glad to hear you using that same language. Nadra, in the spirit of the Scoot Show, I have a text here that's a little bit more pointy than it kind of is a direct challenge. I'll read that to you now and let you respond. Okay. This text reads, they beat an image of themselves is ridiculous. This was just a few bad police officers who felt they had the authority to do what they did. There is such a thing as black love. white police officers have been killing blacks for years, but now it's more in the spotlight due to the video. She makes it seem like blacks hate each other. That's why they do what they do. And as an African-American, that's BS. Your response?
Yeah, I received that from that caller or that texter.
Oh, no kidding.
And I received that simply because I respect that that's where they are. If I'm introducing something to you that you've never tasted, that you've never seen, that you've never experienced, then of course it would be foreign. So I respect that.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And I'll leave you with this one before we step away. It says, have you ever been approached to spread your message to a wider audience?
I have been approached by my clients who encourage me all the time to spread my message. And that is my intention. To be honest with you, it's a bit exhausting to do 12, 13 hours of therapy a day or 50, 60 a week. And my goal is to develop a larger platform where I can teach and share to larger groups. I'd love to. It's my mission.
Well, I hope this is the beginning of that. I mean, this is a step for you. And when we come back, can you stay with us for just a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about your website and your podcast and those other things. I think it's so important for us to just again think about the idea that we are taught how to act in life. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're talking to Nedra Talis. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She specializes in relationships. And Nedra, I guess the first relationship we really should talk about is that relationship that we have with ourselves. I don't have much time, but I want to wrap this up with you. Let's start with that, because your mantra on your website is, it starts with one. It starts with you.
Yes, it does. My relationship with myself, just as anyone else, I'm the only person who lives in the space that I'm in 24/7. I'm the only person who knows my thoughts. I'm the only person who knows my secrets, my struggles. I'm the only person who knows what I like. Well, most people do know what they like, but a lot of times we don't. And so when I'm reacting to the world around me that's saying, get married, have someone on your arm, get a house, earn this kind of income so that you can impress, or what looks like being happy. And when I get those things and I'm not happy, then we're still searching. What's going on? The peace that a person seeks naturally is an internal thing. Happiness, peace, that's an internal job. It's an inside job. So if I'm extending myself to couple with someone else to build a relationship with hopes that that agreement or that relationship will fulfill me, and it doesn't, then what?
And Nedra, to young people who may be dealing with a pregnancy right now or may deal with one in the future, parents and grandparents who have kids with kids, let's remind people that don't worry about all the noise and all the stuff that's going on around you, that if each individual person focuses on themselves, then we will collectively be a better society.
That's it, Scoot. That is. But peer pressure is heavy. Social media is heavy, and people post what they want you to see. And then you get follows, and then you become an influencer. And people who don't have the self-confidence to say, I am enough just as I am, not saying that it's a bad thing to have lots of wealth or to have tangible things, but those things come and go. You live within your own space yourself every second of the day for years and years. That's where your peace should be. And if that's where it is, then you're not influenced to spend money that you don't have or to create looks that's not naturally yours. And that, you know, it's, yeah, absolutely.
Nadra, Ian wants to share one more text with us.
Nadra, here's a text that says, as a retired principal and a mother of a clinical social worker, your words and concepts resonate with me. I think it would be amazing and so informative if you could speak to educators. Your response.
Absolutely. That is my goal. Before launching out into private practice, I was a school social worker for let's say 6, maybe 7 years. Prior to that, I worked at a behavioral health agency in Fairbanks, Alaska for almost 2 years. And what I know is that I love people. I have a heart for people. The one thing that gives me the greatest satisfaction is to see someone else doing well. And I don't mean physically or tangibly with things, but in their soul. To see someone at peace or to know that they are at peace regardless of what's going on around them. So to that retired principal, that's my goal. I've written some programs. I'm writing a book. I'm writing some other workbooks. And I'd love to be able to have the audience of students and teachers, especially, and administrators.
Nadra, let's talk, before I let you go, let's talk about your website, your podcast. Yes. You're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Yes.
Let's start with the website.
Okay. So the website was completed and launched maybe not 6 months ago. The goal of my website was after having served, myriad of clients from different walks of life, culture, religions, race, all, the bottom line was that each person was struggling in their relationships. So what can I do to serve the masses? And so I developed the website and started out offering workshop, relationship workshops called Relid, one-on-one, starts with one. And that didn't take off immediately. People don't know me. So I backed off of that, put it on hold, and started developing my presence on social media. And thank you, Scoot, with an opportunity like this.
Right, so tell us what your website is.
My website is nadratylis.com, www.nadratylise.com.
And Facebook and Instagram.
Same thing, Nadra Talis.
Okay. All right.
And TikTok the same. And Scoot, I'd like to say as well, on TikTok, I post lots of videos just giving gems for the day, challenges, and
Great. You've been a great asset to our show and to our community, and I hope people listen to you, and we will talk to you again, Nadra.
Thank you, Scoot. Thanks for having me, and Ian, thank you, too.
Thank you, Nadra.
Thank you so much. All right, so it's nadratylis.com.
If anybody's really struggling to write that down right now, just text me and I'll send you the link.
And the Oakland Heart text line is 504-260-1870. It's Nadratylise. Nadratylise.com. And then it's Nadra Talis on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. All right, because we went a little long with Nadra Talis, and it was worth every moment of it, we're going to do the Tuesday text-off going into the next break in the next hour, so hang on. Your reaction to Nadra Talis, we'll start that after the news. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're coming back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.